Welcome back. Joining me for a look at the day's market moves is Caroline Crimmin from AdviceWorks. Thank you very much for joining us on this Monday, Caroline. Let's start off with the macro economy and the trade data that we got coming out of China earlier on, really showing the adverse effects of the zero COVID strategy. So in April, exports saw the slowest growth since June 2020. We are seeing those COVID-19 disruptions really weighing on the economy and threatening a sharp slowdown. That time, China has this 5.5% growth target for 2022. Mm. Where are your confidence levels in stimulus measures for China to reach that growth target?
Look, you just got to remember this is a command economy. So even if I say I don't think they're going to hit them, and I don't think they're going to hit them, you know, they may still be able to, you know, pull all the stops out. I think there's a limitation to what they can actually do in terms of monetary policy. But in terms of fiscal policy, you know, there is still a bit of wiggle room. The tightening that they had of the property market, you know, they can kind of put that to the side for a while. You know, hopefully these COVID restrictions, you know, that they really just need to do away with them. I mean, it's Shanghai, Beijing, and then 50 other cities. That's about 400 million people that are on lockdown. So when you look at those figures, there's two things there. Obviously, there's a supply issue from China with all the lockdowns, but also, you know, it's a sign of, you know, a slowing economy from the people it exports to. And, you know, so from just looking at China from a macro expectations for the globe, we were looking to China to be the growth engine this year when before Russia, you know, we knew that Europe would slow, the US would slow, and, you know, they're just not coming to the party. So not a very positive set of figures there.
Yeah, and indeed, very few signs that China will actually do away with that COVID, that zero COVID strategy. Let's take a look at what is happening locally. Of course, we have the mining indaba taking place in Cape Town this week. Of course, this is happening in a point, you know, the main point is to really attract investment into the mining sector in South Africa. Considering that the mining landscape has changed from the last time we had an in-person mining indaba in 2020, is there anything that you'll be paying attention to there?
Well, I think it's the same thing that comes up every time there's an indaba. It's not only investment, but it's doing away with red tape. Because this is really hampering our industry. Now, I think we've had such great commodity prices. You know, I worry that we've actually squandered these last 2 years, and the last year in particular. And we're just going to, there's going to be a lot of talk about investment into mining in South Africa, and then it's just going to come to a screeching halt because, you know, government just can't get their act into order as far as the administration of these things go. So I honestly, I don't expect much. I think more of the same.
Yeah, I actually read a headline from 2020 saying light on news, but great for networking.
Absolutely. Probably nice lunches. They're not lockdowns. They can do it in person. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ish. All right, let's go into a miner that came out with an update today. AngloGold Ashanti coming out with an update for the quarter ended March, saying that it's on track to achieve its full-year guidance, talking about production, citing improvements at its Australian operations, but slow down, lower production volumes in other mines. There are also improvements in cash flow, and they're also implementing a new operating model as they continue to restructure. Yeah. So your take on AngloGold Ashanti's efforts?
Look, the market was disappointed. You could see that, you know, that their production was flat year on year. I wasn't that disappointed. I wonder if the market wasn't expecting too much too soon. We do know that AngloGold is in the middle of, you know, restructuring. They have new leadership. But, you know, there's improving grades, there's improving cash flow, they're keeping costs under control. So I think the benefits of that, probably too soon to realize, but we'll wait and see what happens full year.
Yeah, I was also actually wondering about that share price, wondering if it's specifically to do with that update or maybe just caught up in the price movements that we've maybe seen in the gold price. Yeah. All right. No, let's go to some other company news. Capital & Counties came out with a possible merger with Shaftesbury. Your take on that possible merger, just looking at all the details that they gave us?
Well, they didn't give a lot of details, but, you know, when they talked about the possible merger, it seems as if those discussions are actually quite far down the line.
Yeah.
I actually find that quite exciting, you know, because that merger is going to give them control of, you know, quite a large part of the London West End, which is a very attractive set of properties to have. And obviously, the bigger, the better in a particular sector when you're in the property market. And if they remain listed, and it seems like it, as it is, if, you know, it is going to remain listed, you know, for South African investors, it's just a way to actually get access to a really superior set of properties, which is probably, you know, it's going to be affected by the UK recession. And I do believe the UK is in recession at this point. But less so, because it is really that top tier, which tends to be a little bit less affected by these types of things.
All right. Definitely one to watch out for. And we will be having a deeper conversation just after six with StanLib's Ahmed Mutara on that deal or possible deal. And just lastly for today, Caroline, your stock pick?
Okay, well, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't normally pick FANG stocks, but I'm going to pick Amazon. Really, you know, it is down 30% year to date. The results were terrible. You saw, you know, you saw slowing sales. They had a loss on their, you know, their electric vehicle issue. And yes, I understand the time that they're dealing with now, that you're going to deal with high inflation. It's going to affect transport costs. You know, there may very well be slower growth in the US economy. So, you know, consumers are not possibly having that much to spend. Don't rush to buy it. And I think the thing is, market sentiment right now is generally negative towards growth stocks. But keep an eye on it, because the growth story of this company is still intact. You know, that online shopping is not going away. It's only growing. Its web services continue to grow. Its media division continues to grow. So that growth is still there. It's just going to be slower. So wait for all of the, I think, you know, you said that the market is emotional. Wait for some of the emotion to die down and then pick some up.
You know, with that saying, don't wait to buy, would you maybe be thinking that there's more downside in that share price? Because it is a good company, so maybe there's going to be an opportunity in the future for people to buy.
I think there is more downside in the market generally, because we're still, you just see the volatility index has risen. And, you know, this is generally a very, very good indication of what is actually going to happen in the weeks ahead. So it wouldn't surprise me if we saw further downswings. You know, you only have to look and see what's happening on the market today to see that those nerves and that knee-jerk reaction to that rate increase are still out there. And I think it's going to remain for a while until people really start to absorb what is happening in the economies. And possibly, you know, if you see inflation in the U.S. moderating, as we may see tomorrow or Wednesday when they release their figures, and you also see the U.S. economy still continue to tick over, those nerves might abate.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Caroline. That was Caroline Krimen from AdviceWorks.